entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hi, my name is Ken, and I know you're not used to listening to podcasts that start off with an Australian kid, a song, and then a whole theme song after that. But this isn't any other show. This is the DJ New Style show, so you'll have to get used to it. So enjoy Justin, enjoy the song, enjoy the theme song, and then enjoy me and Frank talking about whatever we want for a few hours. Thank you very much. And fuck you.
This is Justin from Australia. I love three things. Knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style show.
I'm sick, demented. I came and represented. I rose from the grave. I had a close shave. The cops tried to lock me down, cause the Glock they found was stolen. That's how I'm rolling. Calvin Klein's no friend of mine, so I don't like Marky or the Monarchy. Don't start me up like a Rolling Stone. I'll leave you soaking like Macaulay Culkin on Malone. Get a grip like Steven Tyler. I used to trip with the Divine Styler. Back in the days, there were Irish waves and Irish law. Stand up for the cause. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man.
Shit like running EO, it's a black day of rest. Quick run, get the best. I'm down with the hill, cause I still got the skill to turn the party out. It's all about the skyscraper. Your girl caught the vapor, so I might videotape her. I make a lot of paper, so I don't have to scrape the bottom of the barrel. I rock fire apparel. Yo, I can pull your car, starting up the Harley Davidson. I got the gun, so the drama you can save.
Well, it's the man bum rushing, fucking with percussion. From LA to Flushing, I get your girly blushing. Got you like the butcher, but it ain't Joe the biter. The old Rekalooper, cause I'm super like Schneider. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk. It's not good.
And the homeowners didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. 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 No.
Hey, Donna! Have you shot the coffee yet?
Snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all. This is your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. The DJ New Style Show exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And once again, a verbose podcast preceded by a rocking band from a rocking country. Who is that band? You've guessed it. Rammstein! Okay. Let's just fade that out. Professionally, though, let's not slack. Let's be professional. And when we think of professionalism, when we think of all that is good and sacred, we think of me. And then secondly, you think of my friend and yours, Frank the Germ Freak. Frank, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. And hi. Good. How are you?
Good. Excellent. You know what? Strong start. Frank, you sound very peppy. No applause. No applause. You deserve no applause. That was terrible, actually. I was just trying to keep you from putting a scalpel in your throat. Frank, you sound very peppy. You sound very, very animated. I need to know, what is your secret?
I have no secret. I'm just it's pretty much the reason for my animation is agitation. I'm animated because I'm agitated.
That's what it is. You get aggravated by the world, and that pumps you up.
No doubt.
Your power, your fuel is adversity and frustration. And you thrive in the worst of conditions that you could be personally put in.
Correct.
Now what did you do before the show?
I'm very aggravated because I went to a diner this evening. This evening.
Why are you being so down home? Just say
listen
evening.
Listen to me. I want to get to the people, the grassroots people. But listen to me. As you know, in the germ freak household, Tuesday night is pizza night. Okay, I'm fed up with pizza. I told my wife, listen, don't worry about me. I'll get my own food. Okay.
So wait a minute. Your wife orders pizza. Makes pizza.
No.
She makes it.
No. It's takeout pizza night because she has a lot to do with the kiddies and all that crap.
But
so
she still makes sure you're fed. It's just that
she still makes sure my belly's full.
You sure it's her doing that? But anyway, she had a meal planned, and you said, "I'm tired of this. This is my protest."
You know what? Don't get me wrong. I love pizza, but you can't. After a while, I'm just sick of it. You know, I don't want it to be the point where I don't like it anymore.
And also. Pristine Sneakers is wondering why you're forsaking your own Italian people by not saying a beats instead of pizza.
Because I don't follow the trend.
It's beside the point, Frank. What you've forsaken pizza night? You went out on your own.
Listen,
where did you go?
I tried to get a healthy dinner. Okay, I went to a diner in the area.
Healthy, bastion of health.
I think it was healthy.
A diner.
I went and got in honor of Jeff from the What Show. I got some matzo ball soup
made with nothing but ketchup. Go ahead.
And I got a Greek salad because, as you know, my favorite salad is a Greek salad.
Why do you always say "as you know"? You assume that I've read your autobiography.
A lot of people don't want to know this, but Ken, you've admitted that your favorite salad is a Greek salad.
Yeah. Well, why is it? It's not like this is going to be some kind of expose about my life. You know, he really was partial to Greek salads.
Well, because being that we're both Italiano. You would think that we would like a Caesar salad, but I actually prefer a Greek salad.
Cut out the fucking local flair tonight, okay? I understand you tried to roll your N in that. Just cut it out. Now continue on with your story, please.
Okay. I went to the diner, and I hadn't had any. Let me tell you something. I bought the Keurig coffee maker,
Keurig.
But my K cups are done. All I have is K cups I don't like.
Get more.
Right, but I haven't had a chance yet. So I haven't had coffee for a couple of days. So I went to the diner, and I got myself a cup of coffee.
Coffee.
All right?
Coffee. Okay.
And I usually – when I get dinner or food, I usually drink a cold beverage, but I decided to have some coffee.
You want a little pep.
I usually don't drink coffee with a meal. I usually have it after the meal. But anyway, that's neither here nor tomorrow.
Sure.
What I'm saying is as follows. Got my Greek salad – 3/4 of the way through it, and lo and behold, because I have no luck, I find a fucking hair in the fucking – and it can't be my hair because I'm fucking bald, and I have long sleeves on. So there's a fucking hair.
Now, Frank, I got to ask you, what did the hair look like? How long? What kind of texture?
It looked like an arm hair.
A short arm hair. Now, when you say a hair in food, I'm thinking a hair from someone's head, maybe a long woman's hair.
No. This is more subtle.
It could have been an ironed out pube.
Well – that's possible, but how many people
as you said before, in your old age, your pubes have relaxed and lost their natural nap. And now
let me just digress here. My pubes used to be very curly, but now they're very straight, like I use a straightener. They used to be very curly, like spiral macaroni.
Yes, you found some kind of relaxer specifically for the crotch. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Now, It's very simple. So I said to myself, I'm 3/4 of the way through it. I know she's going to ask me how everything is. What do I say? And should I say, you know what? So she comes up to me. She says, how is everything? Are you going to finish that off? And at that point, that was the moment. I says, all right, do I tell her, you know what? I was going to finish it off, but I found this hair.
Now that you've never done that. Hold on. You may be alone.
No.
Have you ever done it?
When I went – after we had our Atlantic City outing, I went with Jeffrey to a diner, and I found a hair in it, and I said, "There's a hair in it," and she says, "Do you want me to bring a new one?" I says, "No, don't worry about it. What I'll do is, if I find a, I'm not going to want them to bring me a new one because we have certain policies."
I mean, here's the thing: at a diner, you go to a diner, and what are you expecting, Frank? You're going to get hair in your food, especially at the times that you go. I mean, granted, this wasn't exactly an off time right after work or whatever, but you went at 4 a.m. to a diner on the coast that was being flooded and was in risk of being washed away into the Atlantic. They're really going to relax their fucking hygiene policy at that point with your two eggs over medium or whatever the fuck you got. The thing is, it's a diner. You're going to find hair. Just get over it. Pick it out, throw it to the side, and go on about your business.
Okay.
What could be on the hair?
Well, all right, but that's neither here nor there. So I said to myself, you know what? I'm 3/4 of the way through it. I don't feel like having an uncomfortable situation. So I says, "Yeah, I'm done." Okay. Then is the clincher. She says, "Would you like a refill of your coffee?" I said, "Absolutely."
Hold on. You just said that you never drink coffee during the meal. Why are you such a big fucking fibber right now?
Hey, fuck face. I said tonight I did. I said I usually don't drink coffee during the meal, but tonight I did because I didn't have it in a while.
So to make it up, she asked for if you want a refill, she would be
there. Yeah, she says, you want more coffee? I said, sure, absolutely. And yeah, it's delicious coffee, I'm not going to lie. And then a couple minutes pass, you know, and she gives me the check.
Yeah.
Okay? And what do you think she put on the check? Okay. She charged
salad.
Her for lots of ball soup?
Yeah.
My salad.
Coffee.
And what else?
Coffee.
And what?
Coffee.
Coffee? Singular?
They didn't.
She, this
they
cunt,
didn't.
She charged me for a fucking refill of coffee.
Oh, Jesus.
She charged for two coffees.
Oh, they got, you know what? You shouldn't have complained. They fucking stuck you with that now. You complained, and then they said, you know, fuck this guy. He had two coffees.
I never complained. I didn't say, tell her about the hair.
Oh, you didn't? You just said instead.
No.
She said, "Is everything okay?" You said, "It's fine."
Yeah. But
okay.
She gave me the and believe me, very nice waitress, very prompt and all that jazz. Okay. But
you
but
called
was,
her a cunt, didn't you?
Listen to me. I was very insulted that they charged me for a refill of coffee. Okay. Never before has this restaurant ever charged. I've never been to a fucking diner where they charge you for a refill of coffee. Never. Usually fucking put it in there.
Do you want to
call these fucking people now.
You want to call them out? What's the name of the place?
I want to call this diner.
Oh, you actually want to call them?
I want to call them now!
All right, fuck it. All right, let's see what we got here. Let's act like this was, like I didn't have the number already. You do the talking.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, Civil Diner.
Yeah, how you doing? I got a quick question for you. Do you guys serve coffee there?
Do we serve coffee here?
Yeah.
Yes, we do, sir.
Okay. I was in there earlier, and I ordered a coffee, and I've been to your place numerous times, but they charged me for a refill of coffee. Is that, did you guys, is that your policy now, or?
I don't understand. What do you mean refill? You got to go with coffee or not?
No, I ordered a coffee, and then the waitress asked me if I wanted more coffee, and I said yes, but then I got charged for it. Is that the policy now?
Oh, you had dinner or something, or no?
I had a salad and soup.
And the salad had a hair in it, by the way. He didn't want to say.
Now, do you guys charge for second cups of coffee now?
You have the check with you?
I have a check with me. I could send it to you. And listen, don't get me wrong. If that's your policy, that's fine. I just was taken aback because I've never been charged for a second cup of coffee before.
Really?
But if that's your policy, that's fine.
Listen, my friend. We don't have any policy. This is not a government operation to have policies and stuff like that, you know?
I apologize.
We don't have any rules like that either, or policies, whatever you call them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have plenty of pubes in your salad, and he didn't say anything. All he wanted was a second cup of coffee, and you charged him for it.
It's okay. I just, listen, it's no big deal.
The tomatoes look about that good.
I just want to know, she could have told me that she was going to charge me for the second cup of coffee because I never had that happen before. But that's okay. I love your food. I'll come back. I just wanted to see what the situation
was. We have the bill. We'll be there. We'll show you the bill, and you'll reimburse us for the second cup of coffee.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care, buddy. All right? Businesses have policies. Wake up. And the mints have jizz on them. Okay. Enough of him.
That didn't go over too well.
Yeah, you know what? I don't like the guy. My friend. We don't have policies. This is not the government. We just serve shitty happy waitress to fat fucks.
I didn't realize that you were going to chime in.
My friend, you ask for orange juice, we give you the juice of the orange, my friend. There is no policy, my friend. Fuck, that guy irritated me. I had to jump in, Frank. I'm sorry.
I don't think, he's probably just thought we were the same person.
If, you know what? If we go into that bathroom and we see that sign that says employees must wash hands, it's a fucking policy, Tony. That's a fucking policy, Tony. 316-768-4472. If you want to call the DJ New Style Show with me, Ken, and him, Frank, that's the number to call. You're on the DJ New Style Show right now. Who is this?
Hi, this is Ed from Orlando.
Ed from Orlando.
Yes, I'm in Orlando today.
Oh, I thought you were actually from Orlando. What's going on, Ed? Why are you in Orlando right now? Are you trying to fuck Tinkerbell?
No. I'm here for a training that I had to go to.
Let me guess. There's an In-N-Out opening up in Orlando.
No, Frank, but guess what I had for dinner tonight?
A whore's ass? Are you masturbating, Frank?
Pizza, Frank. I heard you bad-mouthing pizza earlier.
I wasn't in the mood for it.
Now, I have a feeling where Ed is going. Ed, you had a nice pizza. Now, I'm guessing it wasn't a thin crust pizza.
It was stuffed, baby.
Since you're in Orlando, and please don't fucking call me baby, okay? Oh! And if you're going to pay me $2.50, as per the norm. So you had stuffed pizza in Orlando. Now, what is the name of the place?
Giordano's.
And this is the place that you recommended to Frank. Frank, do you remember eating there?
Oh, it was the place that I went, the exact place that I went to, Ed?
It is the exact place that you went
to. Okay, and how was it? Did it look like a fucking tomato soup?
Frank, there was not, and I took pictures of the pizza when it was delivered, and I took pizzas after I'd taken a couple slices out. No soup whatsoever.
I'm going to
send you pictures, and you're going to be fucking pissed.
Well, you've admitted that the pizza that you saw me take pictures of did not look appetizing. You've said that.
I agree.
And you owe me $100 for that pizza. Because it cost me $100 for that fucking pizza.
The check in the mail.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank, how come I'm staying at Disney and I took a fucking town car and it cost $15 each way?
Because your company pays for it, that's why.
Frick. No, it's still $15. I wasn't.
Hey, dickweed. I didn't start off at Disney. I went. We got the cab. We got it from a different location. Jack wipe.
Then you went to a different location.
So you know what? You know what it is,
whatever.
Ed.
It doesn't matter.
Ed, you enjoyed the pizza. You got a very good deep dish pizza from Giordano's in Orlando.
Oh, it was delicious. And I had Frank's, the ground beef stuffed in.
But the thing is, you saw Frank's picture that he posted. That was pretty fucking shitty.
Yeah, it was.
Do you think that people see Frank and try to do wrong by him because of his outwardly cautious appearance or his shiftiness of constantly rubbing his hands and squinting while he's talking and all that?
I think it's because he's dressed for bed each time he goes in. I think they're insulted.
Yeah. Okay. He's constantly wearing a sleep shirt, so they're insulted that he couldn't wear proper attire. Maybe that's what it is, Frank.
Okay, I have a question for Frank with this last episode. Frank, how much of a tip did you leave? And I want you to be honest, and I want you to give a percentage.
I left 15% based on the subtotal, which is what I always do. And this is what I got
which
a little nervous
the wrong
because,
way.
You know what? I'm not going to – don't get my juices flowing with that. Because
I've
been to restaurants, and the restaurants, when they charge you, you know how some restaurants will pre-charge you like 18% if you have a certain amount of people, whatever? They always base it – if you look next time, they base it on the subtotal. So look next time, fuck dick. But what I'm saying is
fuck
as follows.
Dick.
Now, I'll be the first to say I'm not an over-tipper. I'm not an under-tipper. I'm the correct tipper. I tip 15% of the subtotal. But what happened was when I left the place, I thought I forgot my keys. I said, oh, shit, now I got to fucking go back in there and face this bitch. thank God I have my keys in my other pocket.
Oh, so you were afraid.
If you left a legitimate tip, then why would you have to face her?
Because most
problem?
People nowadays leave 20%.
Can I ask you a question, Frank?
Make it quick.
Why didn't you call over the waitress and say, hey, ma'am, I just wanted to double check this. You charged me for two coffees. Is that now the way
you
guys are doing it?
Because he's afraid.
I'm scared.
He's scared.
I'm scared to do. I'm scared of confrontation.
Now, Frank, is it that you were going to be there again in the future? And
of course.
Oh boy.
I picture like you need a neon light set that flashes off a fucking band that does a.
There's
drum
only
roll.
Two diners in my town, and the other diner sucks, and so all I have is this one.
That's it. And you know what, Frank? They're going to recognize your fucking meandering voice now that I just told them off.
Yeah, I think the guy did because I've had conversations with this guy. I know who this guy is who answered the phone. I know who he was.
Uh-oh. Well, he sassed you.
And you know what happened at that diner about a year ago, don't you?
Is this the diner you took me to where there was a murder in the parking lot?
Yes, there was a murder in the parking lot.
Well, you know what, Frank? The guy that was killed, I read into it. He was charged for two cups of coffee and he called and sassed the guy over the phone.
Son of a bitch!
He did a Tony Simos impression to the guy on the phone and he didn't take kindly to it. So he got shot in the handicap spot. Tony, that the man is like a bad than a good. Anyway, Ed, I want to thank you for calling in, buddy. That's Ed.
I had a Mickey for you.
That's Ed Whoremaster McGrath. Thank you.
Humiliation.
For calling in. I really appreciate it. I have to get that clip on every now and then whenever Ed calls because he likes whores and all those things. Well, that was nice that Ed decided to call in, Frank.
Yeah, it's unusual.
Yeah. So.
So, anyway.
Yeah. So, you had a problem with your coffee. A little problem.
Yeah, I had a problem.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
Oh!
You know, I had a caffeination related incident tonight. Before the show, my ritual, Frank, I know you have your various rituals, you playing the duck game with your kids or whatever it is, maybe going to eat dinner with the family. Mine is to come home from work with a dose of caffeine, preferably from Starbucks, and just so I could be a little bit more peppy, I could be awake, because I'm going to be up into the wee hours of the night. I'm going to be editing, uploading the show, posting it here, there, everywhere. I start when I get home. I end at like 2 a.m. So I need a little bit more energy. I needed a coffee, but I didn't have time. I was running late. I got out of work late. I go to a convenience store, and I see they have the energy drinks. Now, you're not a big fan of these, are you?
Not particularly.
No, because you've only just discovered the power of coffee. You're not ready for...
3 years ago, I discovered coffee.
You've only just done it. You're fucking 40 years old at this point.
I was a tea drinker.
Yeah. Like every Asian woman ever. So I picked out... I perused the energy drinks, and I discovered, oh, Starbucks has a line of energy drinks. I could keep the tradition of Starbucks being the cornerstone of my caffeine source on Tuesday nights. So I pick out one of these. I see it's a mocha, double shot, coffee and energy thing. It looks nice. It looks like something that would be very coffee-esque, maybe like a little thicker.
Sure. Viscous.
Yeah. So I go on my way, and I start to take a sip, and it's chalky water. It is chalky water, and I swear to God, some kind of a fucking jizz glob hit me in the teeth. I felt like all different textures and shit. I spit it back into the can, and I posted a video on the on my video blog, which is youtube.com/DJNewStyle. I took this drink, which is probably like $4, and I just dumped it all out right on the fucking ground. I'm fucking furious, and I've had it with Starbucks. I've had it. I'm fuck them and their shit products. I've overlooked the poor quality of their coffee for so long, Frank, and I can't do it anymore. Fuck Starbucks.
But you can't blame Starbucks. This was something that was in a can that could have been there for a long time. You know, you can't blame Starbucks.
Guess who's blaming Starbucks, buddy? Guess who's blaming Starbucks? Me. Fuck them. It has their green logo on it. It says Starbucks right on it. It looks so nice. It sucked. Have you ever had one? Did you even try one of these things?
I had it maybe once, and it does taste like poison.
Yeah, it's absolutely fucking poison. I've never had a canned beverage where I took a sip, didn't even like consume any of it, just let it roll around my fucking palate and then decide to spit it in the can and fucking never even attempt another drink. Rancid, just acrid, terrible taste. Fuck them. I will never do that again. Frank, I am now throwing my loyalty into the hands of Quick Check when it comes to my coffee. I am a Quick Check coffee drinker at this point. I know you're applauding just to make it sound like more people are applauding and that you don't really give a shit about Quick Check. Let's face it, Frank.
Quick Check coffee break.
Don't sing. You don't care about Quick Check or Dunkin' Donuts. You are Starbucks tried and true. But Frank, wait till they fuck you over. Wait till you order a drink and it sucks. Oh wait, that happens to you every time. You complain about it, you whine, and you still push your fucking Mercury Sable through that drive-thru and even have the gall to tip people. That fuck them. I'm done. I'll never go there again until I have to. Until I absolutely have to. I'm going to keep it real here. But furious. Absolutely furious, Frank.
I feel sorry for you.
And you know what sucks?
I really don't. Go ahead.
As I've made this pledge to never go to Starbucks again, I discovered that they're giving away free coffee on the 15th.
Oh, Jesus.
For tax day, Frank. Just to get off the rigors of filing a form and mailing it. That is what they're going to do. I don't know. I'm sorry to interrupt if you had anything, Frank. I'm sorry. You know, I'm done. I'm letting you know that I'm done talking about that. I won't talk about it anymore.
No, listen, it's fine. I just didn't realize you had to take it out on the parking lot. And what did the parking lot have to do with it?
Well, I was trying to just let them know that their beverage was shit. I wasn't tipping it out for my homies. I want that to be known.
You know, that's very reminiscent of a time where I squashed some ribs.
Yeah, you did. You did. And you know what? I said in the video blog, here's what I think of your drink, Starbucks.
That's right.
That was a direct homage.
I want to tell people about this video.
To you and your scorn for Famous Dave.
It's germfreak.tumblr.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Fuck
it. I forgot.
don't
Why don't you tell them where they can see this video?
You can see it on the Heroes Talk YouTube channel, youtube.com/Heroes Talk. I want to get off this topic, Frank. Do you have
All right, whatever.
Just go ahead and just do whatever you want to do, please.
Okay. I'm going to read you a list of people, okay?
What?
I want to read you a list of people, and they're well-known people. I want you to allow me to read this list uninterrupted, and then when I'm done with the list – excuse me?
Okay, you just demanded that I sit here while you read names.
Well,
is this gonna come into some kind of conclusion, some kind of payoff, Frank?
Absolutely. So
you guarantee?
Yes.
Okay.
Please just allow me.
I will not interrupt in the least. Okay? Read the names.
Okay. Ani DeFranco, Ewan McGregor, Brian Bloom, Chris Kattan.
Gay.
Christopher Cuomo, Elon Gold.
Gay.
Jay Moore, Jennifer Connelly, Jennifer Lopez, Jay-Z, Kirk Cameron, Kelly Ripa, Kid Rock, Leah Remini, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Mary J. Blige, Matt Damon, Naomi Campbell, Sean P. Diddy Combs, Shannon Doherty, Sarah Silverman, and Uma Thurman. I want you to tell me what all those celebrities have in common, my friend.
They're all very successful.
Yes.
At one point or another, they've accomplished a lot.
Yes.
They may not be in favor now, but they definitely were at one point. They've had their day. I'm going to say they were all in... they're all actors. They're
right.
All actors.
Okay.
Is this
the
it?
List... No. What I have read you is a list of famous celebrities who are none other than 39 years old. All these celebrities are 39 years old right now at this very moment.
So what they have in common is that they are 1 year younger than you.
Well, no, they're
you're
my
a 40-year-old man.
No, listen, for all intents and purposes, I'm still 39, okay? These people are 39 years old.
So
look what they fucking accomplished.
That's where it's going.
I sit in a fucking basement all day.
That's where it is. And all of these people had the same amount of time, roundabout,
yes!
on this planet. And look what they did with it. And look what you did with it.
It's an embarrassment. Look at, what is this, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy? The guy's a fucking billionaire. Look what he, I graduated high school at the same time as these people.
Yeah, you did. And you know what happened, Frank? You probably had such hopes and dreams. I mean, some of your hobbies, what were you, a drummer? I mean, I think at one point
I was an amateur drummer.
You were on the a swim team, I think, at one point.
I was
point.
On the weightlifting team.
You were a weightlifter. I mean, you had a lot of interests. I mean, there are some things that you probably could have excelled at if you gave half of a shit. But instead, instead of the path of success and hard work, you've chosen the path that ultimately leads to you being secretly filmed eating a bag of chips in 30 seconds. In a basement. Congratulations, Frank.
Listen, a lot of people realize this, but I'm going to be approaching the age of 40 in less than 60 days.
We're all aware of that because we're following your 20 by 40 contest.
But let me tell you
something. The show.
When I see that these famous people are my age right now, I am consumed with anger and jealousy.
Why? What are you jealous of them for?
Because they started out just like me. They went to high school just like me in the 80s. They started out just like me. And look,
hold on. The only way they started out just like you is that they were born around the same time as you. That's where the fucking start ends. That's where it all fucking ends. Because you could say, oh, we graduated high school together and then it was off to the races. These people were making moves when they were children. A lot of them. And you didn't do shit. You didn't do fucking shit. So how are you in any position to be jealous of these successful people? Granted,
because I could have been them.
No, you couldn't have, because you didn't want to do the work. Do you understand? You wanted to wake up and just be discovered by rolling out of bed or posing, doing fucking Hulk Hogan poses in your fucking linoleum-tiled mom's kitchen.
Did you ever see that picture of me when I was 15 in 1985?
You know what? I think that you need to post it on your Twitter. But I have seen it, yes. And Frank, that's not going to get you anything. Here's the deal. If you're ever in a battle of look what I've done with my life with any of those names, you're going to have a Polaroid from 85. That's it. And maybe a few pictures of you and your wife. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to downplay your family. You have a family. You have a wife that is, you know, way too good for you. You have great kids. A house, you know, two dogs. One of them's, you know, not doing too well. But the thing is, Frank, you have that. But you're comparing yourself, and you're frustrated that you're not on the level of fucking P. Diddy,
right.
Ewan McGregor, and Sarah Silverman.
Right. These people are my age.
Yeah.
They're my age.
So what?
How dare they be have,
hey, Frank,
so much money?
You're good.
These people are richer than me.
Frank, would you say that you're very good at presidential trivia?
I am good at presidential trivia.
How old was John F. Kennedy when he was elected?
John F. Kennedy was the youngest elected president. However, he was not the youngest person to become president.
Okay, well,
the youngest person to become president was Theodore Roosevelt.
And how old was he?
I believe he was – I'm not 100% sure. I believe he was like 40. I'm not 100% positive. I could be incorrect on that.
So in the same amount of time you've been alive, this person became leader of the free world.
Yes.
Are you jealous of him?
I'm not, because he was born about 60-70 years before me.
But that doesn't matter.
I'm jealous of these people because these people started out just like me in the 70s. They wore bell bottoms and flares and they wore parachute pants in the 80s. And now look where they are. And look where I am.
Okay, so look
it's
where
it's a goddamn embarrassment.
Well, Frank,
I'm riddled with
mediocrity and nothingness and frustration for breathing. And you're stuck in a goddamn spiral of jealousy that is unfounded.
I saw a picture of who's Damon, who's the other one? Damon, who's his partner that I just mentioned?
Ben Affleck.
I saw him at a picture with him at a party with Jack Nicholson. How dare he? I'm the same age as him. I'm not partying with Jack Nicholson.
You probably have never even seen a Jack Nicholson movie because he's never in documentaries. So what do you care? You've done this to yourself.
These people, look at Jennifer Lopez, okay? These people.
Okay, first of all, calm down. Frank, when were you stricken with your fear of germs? How old were you?
This it happened in the summer of 89.
And you would have been how old?
I was 19.
19. I would say that most of the names you said probably got their break around that age. And for about 10 years since you went nuts, about 10 years, you spent it doing nothing except fearing the world. And to an extent, you still fear the world. 20 years later, you have taken up two decades of your life and filled it with worry and sloth and fucking reclusion. How can you fucking look at yourself and say, how dare you hang out with Jack Nicholson at a party to Ben Affleck, who's probably been acting and doing every shit fucking little bit part and everything since he was a teenager? You've done nothing, and you're angry that you don't have everything. Do you understand how fucking stupid that is? Do you understand?
I'm just telling you how I feel.
Well, you know what, Frank?
I mean, how do you feel? I don't know what's – I mean, you're going to be approaching the big 3-0 this year. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I'll be 30 in July.
Okay. How do you feel about that? You know, how do you feel about celebrities who are 29 years old?
They had a different fucking path. They started. I mean, I didn't start doing this show until I was 24.
Let me tell you something.
I don't care.
Let me read you a list real quick here. Just a quick list. Ugh. Alicia Keys. Elijah Wood. Okay.
Oh, you.
Jake Gyllenhaal,
crazy
or whatever the fuck his name is. Justin Timberlake. Jessica Simpson, to name a few.
You are psychotic.
These people are 29 years old.
So hold on. Shut your fucking mouth.
They'll ever accomplish.
Shut your fucking mouth. First of all, not only are you absolutely fucking insane and wrapped up in your own age, you've decided to justify your fucking mania. You would apply it to me and try to throw it in my face to make me know.
Of course.
I don't give a fuck.
Macaulay Culkin. He's your age, pal.
Good for him. You know what he accomplished in his life? Taking a spotty dick from MJ. Okay? I don't give a fuck. I'd rather take a lifetime of obscurity than get raped as a child.
Remember that movie that he made, Home Alone?
Yes, I remember it.
You were his age when he did that thing where he put that aftershave on and he shot it real loud. Okay? You were the same age as him.
Yeah, I was.
People thought all this cute little kid. And here you were watching him, gawking at him.
Yeah.
Wishing that you were him.
No, I never wished. I never wished. I watched the movie and I enjoyed it. Frank, the thing is, I've never really hated anybody for success. You hate when people become successful. You hate when anybody is appreciated. You just live in this fucking dark vorpal pit of hate and misery and resentment for shit that, like, you can't even control and never even tried to control. What have you ever tried to do, Frank? What have you ever tried to do? You obviously have never failed because you've never fucking tried. What have you ever ventured out and just said, you know what, I'm going to really make this happen?
I tried to live a very low-key life.
And congratulations. You did it. You did it. You lived very low
key. Now, how do you feel?
So they should look at you and say, God, that fucking bald man in that basement with those fucking shuffled papers and empty fucking diet soda cans everywhere. I'm so jealous of him for being such a low key dude.
You know, Ben Savage is your age?
Yeah, good for Ben Savage. Couldn't even get Topanga in her prime.
You know what? You will. Whatever. You said to me before. All right, let's talk about sports figures. You yourself said you have a hard time watching sports figures who are younger than you.
No, I used to watch sports a lot. I used to watch every Mets game, every Giants game, all of that. I was way into it as a kid. And you would look at, as a child watching sports, you'd look at these people like, these are men. These are people that you look up to. If you want to play this sport, these are the people you want to model your playing style after. And then you hit that certain age where it's like, I'm this person's age. They have such a mastery of this game. I can only watch it not as as hoping to be as good as them or play against them, but only to be in awe of their abilities. That's the observation I made. I didn't sit there and say, fuck, I should be 23 bitching the goddamn World Series. Like you do. That's what you do. It's just, it's makes me aware of the stage of life I'm in. Because, Frank, you have to know life flies by. How fast did the last 20 years go for you?
Oh, my God. The last 20 years was a blink of an eye. That was the 20 years ago, I was...
Frank, if you could illustrate it with a sound, how would you do it?
Woo!
Exactly. So every now and then you catch yourself in a moment of just reality. You realize, hey, you know, I'm fucking old now. I'm old. I'm fucking 30 years old. And it doesn't bother me. It doesn't fucking bother me. Who cares?
All right.
You know what? If I'm 30 now, I hope I'm 60 one day. I hope I'm 80. Who knows? You never fucking know. But I'm not going to ever just... It seems like you're saying, I never want to be 40. I think the thing is, and I don't want this to happen, but if your life ended at the last day you were 39, I think that's kind of what you would be happiest at. Because you've never hit that age.
You got something there. I'll look at like old pictures of family members,
yeah,
or something, or even, you know, famous people or whatever, and I'll see pictures when they were young, and now they're like over 80 or close to 90, and I'm like,
fucking explains everything now. You've been sending me emails with YouTube links.
Yes.
I click on it, and it's Burt Reynolds, yes, and Johnny Carson.
I saw a clip, and a lot of people don't realize.
What you guys don't know is Johnny Carson and Burt Reynolds, they were hilarious because they would look at each other and smirk and put whipped cream on themselves.
Let me finish. I saw a clip, which I sent to you. Burt Reynolds back in the 70s, he was the shit. Now he's you know, an old dude.
Shit.
He was back. He was smoking a Bandit. You know, he was like the biggest thing since sliced bread. Okay. Ugh. So in 1974, he was on the
1970
Tonight Show.
What? I told you to get rid of the local flair.
He was on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. The Tonight Show was Johnny Carson was the host before Jay Leno for you newcomers.
Sure.
Okay. Where he came out and he put whipped cream in Johnny Carson's pants. He was 39 years old. Having a good old time with Johnny Carson, who's a legend.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not 39 years old. I'm 39 years old. I'm not putting cream in Johnny Carson's pants.
You'd be lucky to have a jizz free handshake from Ed McGrath. That's how lucky you could be.
I don't know. It's just I don't know. I just, and like, I'll look at people like even celebrities or whatever or family members. I'll look at them when they were young. And, you know, children, and now they're decrepit old people. And I say to myself, I can't believe that this is going to be me. I have to suspend time. I'm going to be like that one day.
Are you serious?
I can't imagine me being like that.
Frank, how old are you right now?
39.
And you're having actual thoughts and contemplations of how to suspend time? Not to fix a world disease or some kind of fucking problem, but just because you're afraid of being old?
I can't imagine I never imagined that I would be 30 or 40 or whatever.
You're fucking, you know what you are? You're a fucking cell phone battery meter that is halfway done.
What does that mean?
You look at your cell phone's battery, that little meter, when it's green and just 100%, right. Oh, you could call on that shit for days. But right now, Frank, your meter, it's right in the middle. And that last half goes like that. Oh, you think it's going to go as quick as the first half, but no, just that quick. And that's where you are, right in the middle of your battery capacity.
I'll see like pictures of relatives at group at family get-togethers. That it happened 20 years ago, and I'll say to myself, and I know how old the relatives are now, and I have to go back and say, well, how old were they then?
Those fucking barrel-stomached Italians with their ties tucked into the high-waisted pants.
And then I say to myself, I try to subtract and say how old my cousins were then, and now, you know, my cousins are like, you know, in the 50s, and I can remember them being in their 20s and 30s, you know, I don't know, whatever.
316-768-4472, that's 316-768-4472. 4472. If you want to call the show, that's the number to do it. You're on the DJ New Style Show with me, Ken, and him, Frank. Who's this?
This is Foundry Music Jeff.
Foundry Music Jeff from the what show? The What Show is on Heroes Talk every Friday night from 9:30 in the p.m. Eastern to 12:30 in the a.m. Eastern. Jeff, what's going on?
Frank, it sounds like you need more life. What I recommend is you run around and see if you can find those little hearts and consume them.
Oh, Jesus.
Frank, is your problem that you're not an accomplished man for your age, or you're just a man of age?
No. Let's face it.
He's realizing that he wasted his life. He's looking at people that have used their life.
Ken, please, let's face it. The list of celebrities I mentioned to you, the list of famous people is what? 0.1% of the population? You know what I'm saying? It's such a minuscule amount, but yet
And by the way, I can guarantee within that little group, there are the petty jealousies that you're exhibiting right now. You know, within their own little world.
You mean they're jealous of each other?
Yeah, the Academy Award winners versus the good actors versus the untalented. They have their own little jealousies. I mean, it's easy to look outside of their circle and say, man, I wish I could be in there and have that kind of money. But then you go inside the circle and you reach that status and it's like, ah, fucking Nicholson. He's got like 6 awards and I've got nothing and my franchises are a joke and I just got the American Pie movies and what else I that sort of thing.
Well, way to run down Stifler and Jason Biggs. Jason Biggs is recovering from an attack by fucking apes in Gibraltar. Be nice to the fucking guy. Jesus. God damn.
You know what I mean, Frank? Like, you know, and who knows? Like, you know, there could be a turn of luck for your little program and you know, you could go around telling people you know DJ Newstyle.
He already does, and no one cares.
No. Let me tell you, Jeffrey, you're 31, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Kobe Bryant.
What? Are you fucking serious? You didn't do this, Frank, did you? Did you do this for everybody you know?
Jesse Metcalf.
Okay, shut the fuck up, Frank.
Clay Aiken. How do you feel that these people will have more success than you will ever have? Jeffrey.
That's the way of the world, you know? I mean, there are certain people that rise to the top.
All right, Jeff, a more important question.
Those that settle to the bottom.
Jeff, a more important question. How long before Frank gets an ear piercing or a sports car?
A Corvette or a shiny red Corvette.
He's going to trade in the Sable for a fucking an 89 Corvette to try and recapture his youth.
To the limit.
With the T-tops.
You know, when I was young, when I was in high school, back in 1984, 1988, I wanted an earring so bad. But my father wouldn't let me get an earring.
Yeah, because it's for fruits. Barb just put the perfect example. We all lose. 2 words. Miley Cyrus. Fucking billion. How old is she? Not even 20? And she has billions or a million, whatever it is.
Yeah, but look at Miley Cyrus and pop artists of her ilk. They're always unsatisfied. They're always depressed.
Yeah.
You know, they put on a great show, but they end up doing drugs and shaving their hair.
They put on a great show. Listen, I was at my niece's birthday party last night. And they had that fucking Hannah Montana show. And I've never seen it before. Why the fuck does Billy Ray Cyrus feel the need to dress like a 19-year-old? He fucking frosts his hair and dresses like somebody who works at PacSun. It's fucking terrible.
Did you see the latest Sex in the City trailer?
No. Why would I? Do I like cocks in my ass? No.
I mean, these 45, 50-year-old women trying to dress like 20-year-olds... When clearly time has passed them by. I mean, they started the show when they're in their early 30s?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, just seeing them dress like they're still at that age, it's embarrassing.
The show was kind of like they're at the cusp of, or they're near the end of their sexiness. That was like, I think, the origin of the show. And they're trying.
I think we all agree they were well past. But
I mean, the storyline wasn't it? Wasn't that the? I never really saw any of it. But I'm just assuming that like this was a last ditch move for these actresses.
That get serious part of one's life.
Yeah,
like time to do something. And, where Frank is, I guess, right now.
Yeah, that's basically where you're at. You're going to be eating fucking cheesecake with Betty White and complaining about men.
It'll be you, Ed McGrath, Frank, and I don't know, NorCal Murph. In some New York eatery, talking about men's penises.
And complaining about being charged for an extra cup of coffee. Like, just like a fucking...
Oh, you bring it full circle. Well done.
Yes, thank you. See how I do that, Jeff? Jeff, you are on The What Show every Friday night. And it's back. You're two episodes deep. How does it feel to be back?
Oh, balls deep, I would say.
Yes. I understand you're being racist for racistness' sake. At least that's what I got from listening to Hate Us Talk. They seem to believe that you're just being shocking to start banter and to get everybody to hate you so that there's yelling.
Just a bunch of fucking ends. What can I tell you?
I don't know, Jeff. Well, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it.
I kid!
No, you don't. I'm fucking around. Jeff, The What Show, every Friday night, 9:30. To 12:30 in the a.m. Thank you very much for calling, Frank. I don't know if he helped you in your old age. I don't think he did. I mean, are you okay?
I don't think I'll ever be okay, but I just have to find a way to suspend time. That's all I have to do. Just find a way to
you want to suspend time.
Yes, I want everything to be the way it is, not change. Just now. I want to suspend my kids from growing up. And,
are there any sailors in this audience?
Frank, you should just start listening to this as you drive now, and maybe the idea will strike you. I love that it was the live version that began with, are there any sailors in the audience? Like, how fucking gay do you really need to be, Cher?
And just to wrap this topic up, I just want to – just there's a couple of points I want to make, and I'll say it very quickly. The hardest part of becoming 40 years old is because this is the age that I can remember my father being. I can remember my father's 40th birthday party in 1974.
Okay. Did he care about his birthday at that point, Frank?
He loved his birthday.
He loved it. He was a very jovial man.
Right. He had birthday parties every year.
Take his fucking take his lead. Go with that. Enjoy it.
But yet he died at the age of 67. So do I want to enjoy it?
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? He enjoyed every birthday up until that 67th birthday. Do you understand that? When your life is over, people will look back and say, he didn't enjoy one fucking day since 1989. He lived in flux, just hoping for something better that never came. So why don't you just fucking enjoy now? Whenever you take the diet soda or you get charged for the cup of coffee, fucking revel in your misery and enjoy it. Don't fucking feel jealous for shit that you could never possibly fucking change. Just fucking enjoy it. You're going to be 40. You're going to be irrelevant. Well, guess what? You've been irrelevant. So just embrace your fucking age. Frank, I got to piss. I have to piss. Are you applauding that I have to urinate?
No, I'm applauding that
it's going to be golden. Beverage. It's going to be very, very golden and dense. It's going to make a lot of noise when it hits the surface. But this is the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. The thing you do with your... What is it, Frank?
The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
That's right. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
You're listening to the DJ New Style Show on HearUsTalk.com. Join us live every Thursday night for Best in Show Radio.
I couldn't believe somebody thought I looked Italian.
Our buddy Ken from New Jersey, sorry, Ken from Hutt, is saying in the Palto Room, it's because Keith looks like AJ Soprano.
That I did hear. On the way here, Fred and I were talking about, I literally had two drunken guys from England one night come up to me in this bar club and talk to me for 15 minutes convinced I was Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins. They're writing down the club they DJ in London, and I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be in London in like 2 weeks, and like these guys are all excited, like it was really good. And I was with my friend Chris and his wife as they come
did
over,
did you have to pay for a drink?
No, they definitely bought me a drink.
Once you take the drink, you're buying into it. Like, you can't say, psych, I'm really not Billy Corgan. You've wasted a drink on me.
As they come walking up to me, they're like, Billy Corgan, and he holds out his hands, and my friend immediately steps in front of me and goes, guys, come on, don't crowd him. And they, like, back up and apologize. And then when they apologize, I'm like, oh, my God, these guys really think I'm Billy Corgan. And for a while, when we were both skinny, I definitely looked exactly like him.
You definitely looked exactly like Billy Corgan, 100%.
I did feel bad because one of them was like, man, your songs, man, they've really gotten me through tough times. And then that's when I couldn't be like, yeah, I'm joking. I was just like...
Well, your response should have been like, yo, faggot.
My response was, that's why I do it.
So, not only do you have the capacity to be a douche, you have the capacity to be a douche on behalf of someone else.
Best in Show Radio is live every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on HearUsTalk.com. The thing to do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hi, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, and I'm saying this to you as delicately as possible. As a friend, your t-shirt is terrible, hideous, it's ugly. I mean, look down. You know what? Don't. Actually, don't look at it, because it's so bad and terrible, I wouldn't wish seeing that on my own worst enemy. Wait, what? That's not a shirt? You're not wearing clothes? Well, still, what I'm about to tell you holds true. Go to hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and just check these out. They're solutions for your problem. Our t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, and track jackets are the perfect garments to cover up unsightly deformities such as fat, chest hair, and misshapen rib cages. And the best thing about these is that they also let people know that you have fine taste in internet talk radio. So head on over today. Purchase your very own Hear Us Talk t-shirt and turn blech into hearustalk.spreadshirt.com.
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't be singing this stuff all night. This is the DJ New Style Show. Thank you for hanging out with us. Be sure to download everything we've ever done on DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe to our podcast. View our videos. Tell your friends. Tweet, retweet, fan, friend, follow. Do every fucking thing that you need to do to let people know that you're kind of okay with listening to us. You have a long commute? You can listen to this. You can listen to Best in Show. If you happen to be at your desk, Frank, I mean, there's something else that you might be able to do. I don't know. Maybe video conferencing? Are you aware of this, Frank? You want to do some video conferencing? What's your answer? What's your solution for them, Frank?
I see you too.
Absolutely. The best way to chat face-to-face from any place is I see you too. You go to ICU2.com, and it lets you connect with thousands of people instantly. Unlike some of these other sites, these other imitators, ICU2 doesn't cripple their software to ruin your user experience. Watch as many live video feeds as you like. Send and receive unlimited private messages, and chat the way you want. Go to ICU2.com. It's free to try. Download it to your Windows PC, and in seconds, you'll be running with the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for Internet Communication. Frank, what's the website?
It's ICU2.com.
ICU2.com. That's right. And I want to acknowledge Mr. Pussy Fart Breath. He's saying, why is Ken always talking to Frank like a school teacher? I'm prompting you to say fucking things. It's really like a fill-in ditto every time I address you. But you know what, Mr. Pussy Fart Breath? I bet you we'd be the best of friends chatting face-to-face on ICU2.com. So maybe we should both do that and try it free today. God, Frank, that's a fantastic read we just did. Did you have a nice break? Did you urinate? Did you make use of it? Or did you just sit there and stare? What do you do when you don't leave the room during a break, Frank?
I, like, just check Twitter or whatever.
Just zone out. I imagine you just staring and waiting to hear my voice.
Like a dog.
Like a dog. Just sitting there until you hear the jingling of keys. And then all of a sudden you smell the scent and you hear the sounds and you just go fucking apeshit and lose your minds. Just like a loyal dog of 10 years, named Marvin. Now, Frank, I gotta say, I think I aggravated you last night with some comments because your dog Marvin is sick. Is that correct?
Well, there was a couple, three or four days where he was, you know, to put it best, even though he's a dog, it was like he had a fur ball in his throat. He just kept hacking and gagging and putting his face, you know, his mouth close to the ground, and as he was hacking and gagging.
Yeah, and I really irritated because you were worried about this. You were talking.
Well,
to Sheepy.
I was talking to Sheepy, who was the producer of the What Show.
Yeah,
and fortunately, he had a dog that passed away some time ago, and I remember his dog would do the same thing, and I talked to him, and Sheepy said that his dog had a throat tumor, and that kind of knocked me for a loop.
And now you think your dog has this?
Well, you know, it's the same symptoms that Sheepy's dog had, so I'm a little nervous about it. You know, we just spent about 50.
What's wrong, Frank? What's wrong?
What kind of fucking nerve do you have?
I don't understand.
What kind of fucking nerve do you have?
I close my snout only for a moment till my master's smelly shoe kicks me out of the door and paralyzes me for a day. What? What's wrong with that? Come on, Frank. What? Are you okay? Frank, what's the matter?
What you know? What you're a dog owner, right?
I am a dog owner.
Okay,
I,
how would you like if your dog ran outside and got killed? How would you feel?
Is this before or after I put my sneaker under him, kicked him upside down, and paralyzed him for 12 hours? Is this before or after I chewed food and spit it into his eyes?
You know, I know you live in an area where there's sometimes there's bears, or, you know, bear. I hope a fucking bear rapes your fucking dog and kills it while it's raping it. That's what I hope.
Pass before my eyes a curiosity.
Cheese melted on my mighty dog. All he gave me was cheese melted on mighty dog.
You know, that's a hacky. How hacky can you be to play that song?
I'm sorry, it seemed to affect
it's
you.
It's a hacky, hacky
It affected
song.
You, didn't it, buddy?
All right, what did you do this evening in reference to that? What did you do? You said something to me.
I promised you, Frank, and I did. I am a dog owner. I have a nice cockapoo named Teddy, and I would be devastated if you
have
died.
A nice what?
Cockapoo. Oh! I have a dog. I'm a dog owner. If he died, I'd be upset. So I realized I was making these jokes, and what you did was you heard that I was making the jokes, and rather than tell me that you were upset, logged off instantly.
Yeah, that's all. I don't even deal with your
logged
shit anymore.
Off
I'll
instantly.
Just fucking log off. I'll log off. Yeah. I don't need your bullshit anymore.
Yeah. The minute anybody engages you or questions you, log off instantly.
Yeah, bedtime.
Fuck it.
Fuck it all. Hey, why would you play something like that?
What are you talking about?
Why would you play such a hacky song like that? You know that I've suffered with my dog Coco.
I'm sorry, are you talking about Coco again?
Yes.
I'm hanging in a bag, swinging on the back of a leaving garbage truck. Okay, I'm sorry, I can't do it anymore. I understand, Frank, you've had a lot of devastating...
like about 6-7 months ago, we spent $1,500 on my dog Sophie, because she was on death's door. Her kidneys were failing. For some reason, she's doing well now, knock on wood.
Yeah.
But now, you know,
you're showing favoritism because you're not considering spending that money on Marvin.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you know, I don't know. I just don't
upset.
Want to get. I can't imagine my dogs not being here. It's they've been with us so long. It's hard. It's difficult.
Yeah, I mean, who would you torment?
My brother's dog. I have a brother. His dog swallowed a toothpick.
Yeah,
cost him $3,100 to have an operation to get the toothpick out of his intestine.
I know
$3,100.
You should have talked to me because I know of a less expensive procedure, about $600. It's called buy a new fucking dog. Buy a new dog and let the toothpick eater fucking go.
You know, so if your cockapiss,
my what? I'm sorry, my what?
Your cockapiss?
No, it's a cockapoo, cocker spaniel poodle.
Okay,
Okay.
I feel, as a grown man, I feel kind of awkward saying the word poo.
Oh, I'm sorry. What breed is your dog? What breed is your dog?
I have a full AKAC Maltese.
Oh, is it named Verdell? like as good as it gets, you fucking no. asshole. Because I put bacon in my fucking pocket and walk
over.
That
was a Brisson Brussels or something. But anyway,
oh,
I have
a full dog. Gay.
I have a Maltese, which is a full breed dog, as you know.
Maybe that's why it didn't last so long.
No. Hey.
What?
Don't say that.
I'm sorry, Frank.
He's still living. And you've
he's
actually
he's still
said
alive and you're talking all this shit about him? God. I was showing respect for the dead.
I'm glad you get off on this because I find it very happy and amazing.
I don't know. It fucking brightens my night.
Yeah.
All right, enough of that shit. So, Frank, I told you that I would, as a dog owner, I felt bad. So I would give you an apology. Okay? I'm giving you an apology. Frank, consider that your apology. I just said I'm giving you an apology. And there you go. That's enough, right?
I don't know how sincere that is. Like, when somebody says, instead of, I think what people try to do is they try to bypass saying I'm sorry by saying I apologize. See,
is that what you've been doing your entire life? Because isn't that one of your copyrighted phrases?
I say I apologize so that I don't have to say I'm sorry. Because it's less embarrassing.
Frank, when I was talking about your dead dog or your dying dog, I apologize about that.
Yeah, I know.
You like an apology, don't you? Whenever you feel slighted or you feel like someone, right after you instantly log off, you usually send the text or email demanding a sincere apology.
Apologies are nice.
You like an apology.
Of course.
But you demand them. I mean, like, you.
I demand it.
You ask people to apologize for things that really aren't that big of a fucking deal. Yeah, I played some Kansas hits. You know, because you mentioned that your dog was sick. Your dog is fucking fine. It ate something. You kick it upside down. You fucking torture it. You know, whatever.
Listen, I don't torture my dog. I love my dogs very much. They have the life of Riley. They sit around.
You want to talk about hacky? You understand how many times you fucking said that? Going back to episode 150? If we have a diligent listener that would go up and just create a fucking collage of every time Frank has said, life of Riley, we would have a 37-minute clip of nothing but those words. The worst. The worst. But you do, Frank, you do enjoy an apology. I don't know what you get out of it. I mean, I think you've...
An apology is like going to confession.
People could do things to you that, like, they could hurt you, and then the minute they apologize, you really enjoy that.
Of course.
It's almost like you enjoy the apology more than you value continued respectful friendship. Like, if someone just stays your friend and doesn't make any waves, that's not as exciting to you as somebody that fucking insults you, and then, oh, they sincerely apologized. That's a big spike for you. That's a big exciting moment. But if someone stays like a nice friend to you and they don't make any waves, they don't
talk bad about you,
they don't go out of their way, they just stay right in the middle. Well, that doesn't, you don't care.
Let me pose the ball in your court. What would somebody have to do where an apology is not acceptable to you? In other words, if somebody says something derogatory to you, will an apology absolve that?
I'll always accept an apology, but I'll never forget some shit. I mean, I'm not gonna all of a sudden like you.
But is there something you won't accept an apology? What if somebody kicked your dog on purpose and said, "I'm sorry"? Would you accept that apology?
No, because the dog probably has irreparable damage, and I'd have to fucking get my MP3 player out and listen to Kansas for about a couple minutes. It's. I mean, the words thing with you. I mean, I would never even want an apology or care about getting one. The words really, you think words are almost as important as physical actions. Like, they're on the same level for you. Words for me don't mean shit. But if someone did something physical, it's kind of inexcusable. What if, and God forbid, I don't want this to happen, someone goes over, kicks your kid right in the back, really hard, hurts them, puts them in the hospital. But they say, you know what, Frank, I'm really, really sorry I did that. I acted poorly on that one. I made it, you know what, it was a lapse of judgment, Frank. I really want you to forgive me. What would you do?
Well, that person would be dead to me.
Okay, so they're dead to
I us. Hold grudges.
You do hold grudges.
Okay.
You do.
If somebody doesn't give me an apology, I will hold a grudge forever.
Unless they're a diner that double charges you on coffee, you hold a grudge. On the other hand, if they do own a diner named the Seville Diner, where someone was murdered in the parking lot, you will be there ordering eggs, probably after the show. After the show, you'll probably be in there and just say, "Nah, no, we were just fucking with you." And that's okay. Refills, whatever. If they let me ask you something, Frank. Just really quick, back to the diner thing. If they double charged you for soda, is that worse than being double charged for coffee?
I don't think it's. It's more accepting to be double charged for soda than it is for coffee.
Really?
Yes.
I would think fountain drinks. Yeah, you know what? You're right. You're right. Because coffee, you think that coffee is like just a continuous, a bottomless cup.
It's like fucking water. Coffee is like fucking water.
It is like fucking water. That's right. But they usually refer to it as the bottomless cup. But now, like, you go to Starbucks, you're not getting a refill at Starbucks. You're not getting a refill at fucking Panera.
And that's why
you are. But whatever. Anyway.
And not to talk what we just talked about, but that's when I logic was. I said to myself, well, I guess they're saying to themselves, look how much Starbucks charges for coffee. You know, maybe they're doing that too. But whatever.
Frank, you have a business sense about you. You're a proprietor of a business. I want to run an idea I had by you. I think this is a great idea. It's a restaurant, okay? But the restaurant, the decor, the food mirrors exactly first through fourth grade lunch. The menu is Sloppy Joe's, fish sticks, French bread pizza, shitty hamburgers, shitty hot dogs, and cartons of milk. They don't serve soda, and that's it.
And in my grammar school, they didn't even serve chocolate milk. They just served white milk.
You know, I was talking to fucking Shawnee Murphy about school lunch. I don't know why. School lunch is always on my fucking brain for some reason. He had strawberry fucking milk. He had strawberry milk at his school.
What I did
was...
What
kind of fucking bougie school did you go to, Shawnee Murphy?
I don't like plain milk, drinking it as a beverage. So what I would do was I brought my mama gave me a little bottle, and I put chocolate powder in there, and I would take the bottle, and I would take the white milk and put it underneath the table and pour my chocolate powder into the white milk. And I did this on the DL. Because I was very embarrassed that I was doing this. Because I was embarrassed that I didn't like white milk.
It's a mistake. It's a mistake. You could have had your pick of the second grade fake girlfriends if you just offered a little bit of your chocolate milk powder. Chocolate milk powder is very much like cocaine when you're 20. You give just a little bit up to the sluttiest of the second graders, and they will be at your arm.
I can remember this like it was yesterday. I was always so embarrassed and mortified that I was doing this. I was always – every day I would hide and with my hand underneath the table and pound the thing out of the –
You should have flaunted it, Frank. I'm telling you, you made a big mistake. You should have flaunted it.
And one time I spilled the milk and chocolate milk went all over the place. I was mortified.
Why?
Mortified.
You had it all over them.
I don't know why I was mortified that I was doing this. I thought that it was doing something very, very wrong. But anyway, but then once you got to middle school and high school, you know, you had chocolate milk, which was good.
I'm telling you, Frank, if I could have school lunch again every now and then, not a daily thing, I would enjoy it. I really would. I actually liked school lunch because I always had the brown bag. I would have the peanut butter and jelly sandwich with a fucking box of iced tea.
Okay.
It was a sips, like three S's and an ips.
Let me tell you something. Back in my day, there was no sips back then. There was no juice boxes back then. We had tin cans. We had tin cans back then. We had Hawaiian Punch Very Berry tin can.
Yeah.
There was or tin cans of apple juice. Okay, we didn't have sips back then.
You know what?
Juice boxes or juice bags.
You know what? Occasionally, I would be given a tin can of pineapple juice with a little cellophane peely thing.
Of course!
That's right. And you know what? It felt better to drink it out of a tin can. You looked like you felt like you were just like your dad drinking a beer after mowing the lawn.
And we also and I can remember bringing bottles to school. Nowadays,
bottles?
You can't be caught dead bearing bottles. Now, what I'm saying is as follows.
Yes.
We had, in high school, we had a round pizza. Every Friday was...
You had round pizza?
Yes, and every place, every Friday, whatever school it was, grammar school, middle school, whatever, they always gave you a peanut butter cookie with your pizza.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't know you were part of the upper crust. We had that Elio's shit. And occasionally they would take fucking garlic bread and put cheese on it.
Now, I graduated in 88, and... From 84 to 88, I graduated. That's when I went to high school.
Yeah.
The pizza was round. It was always burning hot, yes, always undercooked. The cheese would always fall off. It was abominable. The cheese, the steakums, the bottom of the fucking bun was always hard as a rock because they were just laying there. It was awful, disgusting food. I can't believe I even ate it. And the trays were just this. Sometimes I would get trays and it would still be crusty food from the fucking.
So, you know, we had the styrofoam trays with the one big compartment shaped like Montana, and then the three other little smaller squares, and then the useless fucking Iowa shaped piece. You get the main course in the huge compartment, and then you had the milk in the, right. the little square, and maybe the cup of vegetables. But it wasn't cool to get the vegetables, Frank.
Well, let me say,
It wasn't fucking cool to get the vegetables.
It's not cool when you're in grammar school. It's not cool to like vegetables. I loved vegetables.
I loved them. And you know what? There was a very endearing moment because my friend's mother worked part time as like a lunch lady, and whenever he would go through the line, his mother would go, "Robert, you want some salad?" And he would be so fucking embarrassed. "No, Ma, I ain't want no salad." He's like 10 years old. And it's like the worst thing in the world to be offered salad with the same shitty fresh dressing.
I would have to eat vegetables in shame.
You drank chocolate milk in shame. I don't understand. What did you do proudly?
I would eat my corn in shame. People would make fun of me for eating my corn and mashed potatoes. I loved it. I love the scoop of mashed potatoes.
I know I've mentioned this, but this one kid's name, I think, to this day is Vegetables, because I saw him getting the diced peas and carrots, and I decided I didn't remember his name, and he addressed me, so I called him, "Hey, Vegetables." And then everybody started calling him Vegetables. I ran into him 5 years later, and I remembered his name. I say, "Hey, Craig, what's going on?" He's like, "No, it's Vegetables, dude."
And let me tell you why I'm attracted to my wife.
You're attracted to your wife. Why?
In grammar school.
Jesus Christ, you fucking pig.
This is before we even were an item.
She's what?
A year older than me, as you know.
Before you were even a what?
An item.
Okay.
She's a year older than me, okay? And I can remember watching her in the lunch line, and I remember one day they had corn, and she said to her friend, oh good, they got corn. And I said to myself, that's a girl I like. She likes her vegetables. She was somebody else who liked vegetables. I said, "This girl's for me."
Wow. So, the girl of your dreams was probably half of the world's population.
But anyway, they used an ice cream scoop to take out the potato.
Be honest, though. If the ugliest girl in school started picking off the carrot little coins, those little discs of carrots with the ridges, if she took that off the fucking tray, put it on her tray. You wouldn't be attracted to her. You wouldn't say, "No, that's the girl for me." You were attracted to Donna, and she happened to like vegetables.
Yes.
So don't act like that was some kindred moment.
But let me just finish. The mashed potatoes, they were always instant. You know that they're instant mashed potatoes. They take them out with an ice cream scoop. It's like a perfect scoop. I loved the mashed potatoes. Yeah. I loved the corn. It was delicious, but I would eat it in shame. I would hide my face as I'm eating it.
Why?
God forbid somebody call you eating a vegetable here.
You know what was the worst, though, and I still loved it, was Taco Day. Taco Day was easily you're not getting anything. You're getting grease and a little bit of the Sloppy Joe mix. It didn't taste spicy. It tasted like the Sloppy Joe meat. And they had, like, the fucking tortillas, the corn tortillas that was completely soaked through and just dissolved the minute you picked it up.
Yes, the hard taco shell actually became a soft taco shell.
It did, but it never held up. Like, I was baffled when I saw a soft taco shell. I didn't think I thought this was some wonder of modern science. They're meant to make them like this? I thought they were supposed to be crispy, but not. I thought they were supposed to fail at being crispy. But they, no. The terrible shells that they used to have would just dissolve instantly, and it would cause you to use napkins. That was the only day in school you'd ever use a napkin because there was so much grease. And I remember this one girl was pestering me, and I told her I would take the greasy napkin and start a grease fire on her yard. and then the next day, her parent, this was fucked up. She actually had her mom come in to observe me, like, because she complained that I threatened to do to set a fire to her house, but she wouldn't fucking leave me alone. I think she probably wanted it. Even
now,
nowadays
you fucking get expelled for shit like that.
Yeah, I know. You can't even fucking use finger guns. You can't even make a gun out of your fingers. Now,
I think I mentioned this, you know, a few episodes ago, but I used to torture this girl with broken glass on the way home from school. There was broken glass. We used to cut through a field, and high school kids would always be drinking before school, and they would break their bottles of glass. And I would pick up the glass and put it right in her face and threaten her with it. And she would start crying and screaming and yelling.
For what reason?
I don't know. I just did it. I don't know.
Was her name Sophie? Is that why?
No, actually, her name was Stacy, but no.
Oh, okay. But you don't know why you did this?
I don't know. I would just put it very close to her face. And I didn't even say anything. I would just take the glass and put it close to her face, not even saying anything. And she would start screaming like bloody murder. But
anyway, Frank, if we had a restaurant where you pay $5, okay, and that's $5 in school lunch, you could buy the fucking universe.
Oh, absolutely.
But let's say you pay $5get the tray that you had before.
Okay.
When you were a kid, maybe increased just portions.
Just interrupt real
oh,
quick.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
I just would like to do a quick thing. When I was in, I would like to find out what it was for you. I remember the school lunch in middle school was 90 cents. How much was it for you? Do you remember how much school lunch was?
No, when I was in grade school, when I was in second grade, that was when I was first getting, the first time I ever bought lunch at school, I was given a dollar. No, I was given $2 and I got a dime back. So it was $1.90. But I remember I didn't know fucking math or something. It was like maybe first or second grade. I would just give my money and expect a dime back. But the next year, it went up. The price went up, so I didn't get any change. So I'm like, where's my dime? I thought this woman was fucking me out of my extra dime that came with my lunch. I'd say, no, I have my chocolate. I would like my dime, please. No, it's $2. It's $2 now. But you get the ice squeezy. You get the ice squeezy. Those things were the best. Do you remember those?
We didn't have that.
What?
No.
See, that was
cake that was disgusting, and we had ice cream sandwiches. They always left them on top of the counter. They didn't leave them in the freezer, and it was like eating soup.
Do you ever have a friend that would get the breakfast at school?
We never had breakfast at school.
See, the thing is, like, I've never eaten breakfast at school, but occasionally I would see somebody eating toast. And I said, where'd you get that toast? Breakfast. Fuck, I want some breakfast!
But I do remember that the teachers got different lunches than we did. I started a revolt. I said, why are they getting superior lunches than us?
Yeah.
And the lunch lady who used to call me Lovey said, and believe, the lunch ladies loved me because I treated them very nicely. And they always give me extra food.
Hold on. So at a young age, the lunch lady gives you food. You treat her very well.
Yes.
Donna offers you pizza tonight. You say, fuck your pizza and go eat at the diner. You treat her shitty. You complain about her food.
But
probably far exceeds lunch lady food.
But what happened was I found out that the kids were allowed to get the teacher's lunch. They were actually allowed, but it cost like three times the amount.
What?
But they were allowed.
You actually found – nobody knows that.
So I purchased the teacher's lunch.
You spent three times the amount.
Yes.
So you could have
to see what it was all about.
Well, what did they have? I don't even know. What were some of the menu items for the teacher's lunch?
They would have
just salads and shit. It's bigger portions of what
they'd
have.
Like pasta salad, which I like. Which a lot of people don't realize this, but you don't like pasta salad.
I don't like pasta salad. But you don't understand. They're not saving ingredients for the teachers. They're using the same shit.
They're using the same shit.
Yes. It's not like they all of a sudden have a nice fucking grill. Everything's thawed out and microwaved or boiled. That's why every hamburger you've ever had at school lunch sucked. Every hot dog was fucking grayer than this slime I used to squeeze out of my grandmother's wort.
You were
Hold
talking
on. You know what? I've never mentioned this, but Frank, my grandmother had this big wart on her neck. And it was about the size of a thumb marble, and it had a big gray head on it. And it looked like just a very large zit. And she said, it's bothering me. It's bothering me. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm kind of fucked up. Sure, I'll take a napkin or whatever. And I started squeezing this thing. And let me tell it's as if I had a toothpaste tube that I was just gripping with a fist. This gray string about the size of a nightcrawler comes out. Now, when you pop a pimple, maybe if you get a quarter of an inch, that's an impressive feat. This was like a 6-inch strand of just gray fucking disgusting paste.
Jesus Christ.
And the smell rotting, just disgusting filth.
But you enjoyed, though, just disrupting that growth, didn't you?
Yeah, I gotta say. And you know what? I probably popped it a few other times, and now it's gone.
You know my grandmother who had the hooves for feet? Well, she also had grooves in her nose. She had grooves in her nose, and she had blackheads in her nose. So sometimes she'd say, Frankie, could you pop my blackheads in my nose? So sometimes I just squeeze her nose. She had a big bulbous nose with blackheads and grooves.
Were they like your dick seeds? You have to go back in the archives, djnewstyleshow.com. I'm sorry. I apologize for losing my composure there. But whenever he mentions his poor grandmother who had disfigured feet and calls them hooves. And now she's got grooves.
Yeah, she had grooves in her nose.
She had grooves and hooves. Did she have a disfigurement that didn't have an ooves sound?
I don't know. I just remember
And you actually popped her blackheads?
Yeah, she would ask me to squeeze, and she could withstand any pain. I could squeeze so fucking hard those blackheads, and she would just sit there. It was very vile.
You were very cruel to your grandmother. Very cruel.
I adored her. I loved her so much. I adored her, but she was fun to kid around with. But let's face it. She wasn't a looker. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she had the face of a bulldog.
I don't understand. You're destroying your grandmother. She's not with us anymore.
No, she died.
Then you stopped loving her because she died. If you love somebody to death and they're dead, that means you don't love them anymore. Do you understand? You need to pick a new phrase. So now she looks like a bulldog.
Well, she had the face of a bulldog. She had grooves in her nose. She had hooves for feet. She had a face of a bulldog.
To me, when someone speaks of their grandmother, they speak with such a sunniness. They become illuminated. They glow a little bit. They think back on home-cooked meals and homespun memories. And when I hear you talking about your grandmother as if she's some kind of fucking shunned minotaur,
and
it
she
fucking
also
kills me. I don't know why.
She also – and she had a radiator – she lived in Newark, New Jersey. She had an old house with radiator heat and steam pipes. And she, whenever she would fart, she would blame it on the steam pipes, saying it was the steam going on the pipes there.
Yeah, Grandma, because the steam pipes smell like yesterday's fucking bonzette.
Anyway. Yeah, all right.
No, go ahead, please.
Her freezer was always jam packed. It was like a booby trap. Every time you open that freezer, you get clogged in the head with frozen sausage.
Yeah, I bet you like that. So, Frank, do you think my restaurant idea is a good one? Do you think it would succeed?
Not really.
I think bullshit. I think it would do well for a year.
Because what you
and
described
then the novelty
the same,
would wear off.
What you've described is the same food that's on the grease trucks.
Yeah, but no, that's you can't just go there and get a styrofoam tray, a chocolate milk, and you know the same school lunch shit.
Right.
I can't go into a school and get school lunch. I can't just go to high school and say, yeah, I want lunch. I mean, if you could, I would be there. I'd be there doing that today, tomorrow rather. Frank, how fucking jailed would you be if you went into a high school cafeteria, no other business than just buying lunch? How fucking imprisoned would you be, and how quickly?
Ugh,
be terrible. And you know how more if you did it at better yet if you did it at your kids' school and just said you were visiting your kids, you probably could get away with it, but your kids would never fucking forgive you, and there would be irreparable damage.
My daughter was mortified because, you know, like, they have a day of the year where the parents can observe the – and that even happened when I was in school. I remember there was a day that parents could sit there and be in the classroom and watch.
And she was mortified when I did that. So, you know, I can't imagine.
There was nothing worse than, why are my worlds colliding? My parents are in my fucking classroom during the day. They are, why are my parents here? They're seeing me being me and not me trying to just cover up being an asshole and so I don't get yelled at. Like, why? That was the most mortifying time when people in your family would show up at school.
I'm Ustreamer 47185. He says, I called my mom's mom Nana. I never understood these people who would refer to their grandmother as Nana.
It's a lot of people that do that.
Do you call your grandmother Nana?
I call her Grandma.
Yeah. Doesn't make sense. They would call one grandmother, they would call Grandma, and they would call Nana.
Yeah.
She's not a billy goat.
Well, and sometimes, you know what that is? That's the other grandma, knowing that she's not going to get the grandma rank. So she wants her own distinction.
Right. Right.
And you know what the worst is? And my niece does this. My fucking dad is Pop Pop. They call him Pop Pop. Yeah. Well, just call him Grandpa.
That's what they used to. My niece used to call my father Pop Pop as well, I found was endearing. But
it's It's terrible. We need to be 17s. Oh, I'm going to my Pop Pop's house. No. Yeah, I was just hanging with my pop-pop.
But you see, when somebody...
say grandpa, and it's fine.
When somebody calls their grandmother Nana, it's usually called... They also call their grandfather pop-pop. It says Nana and pop-pop's house.
Yeah, but you know what I don't like? I don't like when people that are Italian-Americans like you, and I'm surprised you haven't done this, when they make their children call the grandparents Nona.
I never even heard of that.
Nona and Nani. Fucking... Yeah, they use the Italian words for the grandma and grandpa, and that's very fucking whoppish.
And I remember somebody put in the Ustreamer there. I remember there were some kids in school who would always refer to their aunt as aunt.
It's aunt.
I know, but they would call them aunt.
You know, when I was first exposed to that, when I watched an episode of The Cosby Show, I would think, why are they saying aunt? I noticed a lot of black people that I came into contact with would say aunt as well. I've never come into contact with a black person that says aunt. If you're a black person who says aunt as opposed to aunt, please.
But I think they're right.
Tweet me at DJ Newstyle.
I think they're right, because when you look at it, it's pronounced aunt.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? To me, it's aunt. So go fuck yourself. You and your aunt can go suck my goddamn Twitter dick. Twitter.com/DJ Newstyle. And also Twitter.com/TheGermFreak if you'd like to reply to Frank and maybe try to make sense of his ranting and ravings.
My Twitter takes one step forward and two steps back. I'll have like 5 new followers, and then the next day, 10 of them are gone. It doesn't make sense.
It does make sense. You're a lunatic.
I apologize.
Well, you're up to 119. That's good.
It's still embarrassing.
You follow Jay Leno?
I don't think it's really him, though. I think people I think there's Twitters where people are actually typing it for them.
Enough with the fucking denim shirt. I'm looking at his Twitter profile picture. Everywhere you see him where he's not hosting a show, he's wearing that fucking denim shirt. He looks like somebody's fucking pop-pop. That shirt is the official uniform of Grandfathers Everywhere. All you need is that one glass case with the little clasp that sticks out in the front pocket. That fucking black glasses case. It's the worst thing ever. He really looks like he's about to fuck someone over on a transmission overhaul at a Jiffy Lube. He should be constantly wiping his hands with an oily rag and say, well, she's going to probably need a new transmission. I'll tell you that. You shot the front end. Just some fucking grimy, terrible... He tries too hard to be down home and fucking relatable with the people. I can't stand it. I don't fucking like it at all. So you basically shit on my fucking restaurant idea. That's okay. That's okay.
I just don't think it's heart healthy.
You don't think it's what? You know what restaurant have you been to that's heart healthy? You think the Seville Diner
Salad
is heart
Works.
Healthy?
You ever hear of Salad Works?
Salad Works can be heart healthy, but when you start going with the fried onion things and the fucking fried greasy little
let me tell you
accoutrement,
something. The whole fried onions thing is sweeping the nation.
What?
It's
what?
It's sweeping the nation.
Why can't you just say sweeping the nation? Why do you have to sound like
without
a bicuspid?
Putting those fried turkey onions in burgers and sandwiches is fucking sweeping the nation. And you will admit that.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it is to you because you're just noticing it now. But people have been using that since Durkee decided to fry onions. This is actually interesting, Frank. You're very curious about your Twitter taking two steps forward, one step back. Well, your buddy, White Ass Brent, has given you a site here. Twunfollow. TWUNFOLLOW. Twunfollow.com. And it can tell you who unfollows you.
Oh, wow.
You are going to be fucking obsessively...
Because you know what I was going to do?
You know what? Here's the deal, Frank. Let's say someone you know and follow on Twitter unfollows you. What do you get out of that?
Well, what I was going to do was every day I was going to print out all the people, all the followers I had every day. And then I would go and check who unfollowed me.
You have got to be fucking kidding me.
So now I'm going to confront these people. I'm going to find out who unfollowed me. I'm going to find out why they did so.
You were going to actually make hard copy printouts of
hard copy printouts of the followers and find out who, and then check and see who unfollowed me.
That's about an hour work a day that you were willing to do to find out who unfollowed you. But I ask you to do a promo. No time. But you're willing to fucking print out graph. Cross out, fucking make ring diagrams just to see who unfollows you. Ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous, Frank. I hope you've been dieting. I hope you've been fucking dieting. Have you been taking care of yourself, Frank? Trying to eat a little better?
Doing the best I can.
What are you trying to get accomplished before you turn 40?
I'm trying to lose 20 pounds by age of 40.
That's right.
Which is not sure if it's going to happen.
Well, you know, you have been doing this for 10 weeks. And the progress you've made, Frank, is actually none because you've gained 3 pounds overall. The last time you weighed in, you were at 219 pounds. But the thing is, you were unchanged. There was no gain. No loss, but no gain. So maybe you've plateaued. You've plateaued in your weight gain, and maybe now it's time to drop a pound or two. We'll see at the end of the show. I don't know, Frank, but before we get to that, before we do any of that, there's a little segment, Frank, that we like to do from time to time. You've invented this. I'm trying to stall so I can find the intro. Why don't you tell us about it, Frank? A little bit about it.
Are you referring to, is it gay?
Yes. Oh, whoops. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm referring to, of course...
Ladies and gentlemen, Germ Freak Radio presents...
Is It Gay?
That's right. This is a creation of Germ Freak Radio. It's the part of the show where Frank is presented with a scenario, or a series of scenarios, or an act. And he will deduce, through discussion, analytics, statistics, and measurements, whether or not it is gay. And of course, Frank, obviously, when we say... gay. We don't mean gay.
Yes. We don't mean homosexual. We mean just a little effeminate.
Yeah, like faggy. Anyway.
Early.
Frank, is it gay to talk about how uncomfortable you are in a certain environment if it isn't already the topic of conversation?
Do you need Please give me an example.
Okay, for an example. Okay, a group of friends hanging out, watching TV, and it happens to be a little chilly. Is it gay if one of them uses a blanket?
Oh, yes. It's gay for a guy to say he's a little chilly.
If you say, I'm a little chilly, it's gay.
It's gay.
So to mention that you are a little uncomfortable and you need to alter something to become comfortable is gay.
Yes, it's gay for a guy to be cold.
To be cold?
Yes.
Interesting.
You don't say it's a little chilly. First of all, men don't use the word chilly.
Well,
unless you're talking about meaty chili with beans.
Okay. Or the delightful cartoon Chili Willy, who was a friend of Woody Woodpecker. Frank, is it gayer to go get a blanket and throw it on yourself? Like it's completely ordinary? Or is it gayer to ask one of your friends to go get you a blanket because you're cold?
All right, first of all, that's beyond gay, asking somebody to get you a blanket. That you can't
well,
get...
Well, I don't know. You could... If you're very comfortable, you could say, Hey, fuck face. Give me that fucking Afghan. Is it... That's...
Well, you know what? You hit on a certain point. I
hey, asshole! Give me that fucking Afghan. I'm chilly.
I never refer to it. I don't refer to it as an Afghan. I would just say, give me those covers. I typically
call it
covers.
You call it covers?
Yeah, I say, give me the covers.
You know what? If you ask a friend to get you covers, that to me seems a little suspect. Hey, get me some covers.
But I would never sit there with a group of people and be covered in a blanket to begin with. That's a little off-putting, if you will.
What if you're sitting next to a guy on the couch and he's like, I'm fucking cold, fuck this, and he gets a blanket and he puts it on himself?
It's only if he wraps it around him like he's getting out of a pool. Wait, that's okay.
If you wrap it around you
like you're getting out of a pool and you hover over, that's okay. But if you're lying down and put the blanket all over your legs and your feet, that's a little gay.
So what if the blanket undoes itself a little bit and now some of the blanket's covering you and you're sitting next to him? You're kind of sharing that blanket now.
Yeah, you don't want to. Would you ever share a blanket with somebody, with a guy?
Never with a guy. I would rather get hypothermia.
If you're sitting on a love seat?
No, never. First of all, I don't think I'd ever sit on a love seat with a guy. It's too close. I need, as you know, your favorite show would dictate, I need buffer zone. I don't ever want my knee to be pressed into somebody.
I hear you.
Okay, here's a scenario, Frank. What if your buddy Ed comes to your house to watch his brand new AC/DC live concert DVD, and it's so cold, he's sitting on a couch with you, his teeth are chattering next to you. What do you do? And now he's sitting next to you, he's so cold, his teeth are clanking together, and he's shivering and shivering. What do you do?
I would just put the heat up. Simple
you
as
would
that.
Get out of your seat.
Yes.
To make Ed feel better.
Yes, because in my household, as you know, being cold takes priority of being warm.
Okay, so now the problem is that it's too warm. Now you said being cold or saying you're cold is gay or feminine.
Yes, for a man, man. It's not for a woman.
Does it?
A woman is supposed to be cold.
Yeah, they're always cold. They're fucking. They're reptiles. On the other side, flip the coin, Frank. A guy complaining about being too hot.
Oh, I hate when people come to my house. Like, I'll say it. My wife's sister, whenever she comes to this house, like in the summer or whatnot, or spring, she's like, it's too hot in here. Can you put the air on? How dare you tell me to put the air on? Okay? When you pay my fucking electric bill, you could put the air on. I'll put the air on whenever I want. You don't like, get the hell out.
Okay, so let's say, okay, Ed comes to your house again. We'll use Ed as the example. And he goes, shows up in like a hooded sweatshirt and sweatpants. He's wearing layers. And you have the heat up because your rule is if you're cold, the heat goes on and your wife is cold. Okay? So the heat is on and he's wearing layers. Is it gay if he takes off some of his layers of clothing in your house to make it comfortable for him?
I don't think that's gay.
So he's sitting on his couch next to you.
As long as he's not showing any skin, I think it's cool.
What if the hoodie is no zipper, so he has to pull it up and his belly kind of sticks out a little bit? And you
no good for several reasons.
And you see a couple inches into his belly button.
Oh, jeez.
And you see that little fucking dollop of an owl pellet of lint.
No, no. Yeah, no, as long as he's still covered, it's fine, regardless of who it is.
But he's got shorts now. Because he's wearing layers. He's wearing sweatpants. Now he takes them off. He's wearing shorts in your house.
As long as his skin is not touching my couch, it's okay.
Well, he's already on your couch.
Right.
And he's basically stripping on your couch because you refused to turn the heat down.
Yeah.
Because your wife said she was cold. Now, what I'm basically saying is, are you willing to sacrifice your wife's needs to avoid a strip tease from Ed?
Yes, because that will... Ed doing a strip tease... will take precedence. My wife can be frozen to death at that point.
Okay, well...
But let me tell you, I have... What came to me was a listener, is it gay question. A listener male, if you will.
Is it gay?
That's right. You already know what it is because we just did it, but Frank has a submission from a listener. Now, Frank, what is it?
Is it... Now... We've mentioned before that wearing sandals is gay, but is it gay for a sandal wearing man to tweet a pic of a rainbow? Now, as
what?
you know, I will, and I'll call him out on this. Okay, our good friend Dan and Cal tweeted a picture of a rainbow.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, I knew he put that in there, and obviously I know he was taking a picture of the rainbow, but I pretend like I didn't notice the rainbow, and I said that's a nice fence or something like that. But
you know what? You know what, Frank? You're trying to paint Dan as a gay man because he posted a picture of a rainbow? Who's gayer? The guy who makes a catty reply to the rainbow picture or the guy posting the rainbow picture? Great fence, Dan.
Well, listen. First of all...
At reply Dan. Love always the germ freak. Great fence, Dan.
Listen, let's take one step at a time. Is it gay for a man to tweet a picture or to post a picture of a rainbow?
No, it's not. It's not.
What if a man took a picture of a flower bed and posted?
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. It can be gay to post a picture of a rainbow if said rainbow is a tattoo on someone's fucking cockhead. That is a little bit.
Well, that wasn't the situation here.
Well, obviously not, because there was a fence involved. Unless there was a fence tattooed around the guy's fucking nuts. But the rainbow picture itself, not gay. But I'm going to say you're gay. Replying to a rainbow picture. That's you appreciating a fucking rainbow someone else posted. Maybe he posted it because...
No, I didn't appreciate it. That's
maybe
why I
he
nice
posted
fence.
It because it happened to be a rainbow and he wanted to show somebody his fence. But now you had to go and point out sarcastically that you're talking about the fence, obviously thinking it's a rainbow picture and trying to call him out. So you're the gay one. Well, so there. Because you love dick. Because you love dick and your asshole's huge. Per Ed. Anyway, Frank.
How the hell would he know?
He has pictures. He's circulating pictures. I don't know. I didn't want to tell you. And I know it's you because I see pink highlighters and fucking stacks of papers and empty chip bags. And I can see a shoe that looks very, very smelly. Which, by the way, I think you're going too far with your smelly shoes.
I've invented a game at my house with my stink feet.
Is this a game with your children?
Yes.
Because you used to play the duck game.
Right. But I want to point out that I don't have foot odor. I have sneaker odor. My feet don't stink if they're not in sneakers.
Yeah.
Okay. What I do with my kids is I shut all the lights off. They close their eyes. And then I start walking toward them with my sneaker. And they have to tell me at what point they start smelling it.
This isn't healthy. This isn't even fun. This just is not fucking healthy.
My daughter needed help with her math homework. I said, I will only help you if you inhale my sneaker.
And did she end up succumbing to it? And
no, she did not.
So now she's not going to know her math lesson because she refused to smell.
I helped her anyway, but I obviously
you I'm gathered not, your kids in a dark room and walked near them with a fucking with fucking hazardous material.
I wanted
you
to
had
see
hazmat
how
in your fucking
I wanted
hands.
To see how bad it was. But I will
no,
not.
No, no,
you know,
you didn't want to see how bad it was. You know how bad it is. We have videos of Barb smelling it. You have videos of me smelling it and fucking just losing my mind on youtube.com/hearustalk. You know how bad it is. You just want to see everybody's reaction. You put your dog's head in the shoe. You've made
yeah,
your wife
I take,
smell
I take,
it.
What I do is I put the entire shoe over my dog's head.
Yeah. Jesus. I mean, you know what? You like to punish people, Frank? You think that's great to punish people? Well, why don't we put you in for a little bit of a punishment? Let's put you on the spot, Frank. 20 by 40. Frank! Get the scale!
I'll be right back.
Okay, thank you. This is the part of the show. For the last 10 weeks, we've been weighing Frank. Frank set a goal a long time ago. He wants to lose 20 pounds. Originally, it was 40, but he's a quitter, so now it's down to 20. He wants to lose 20 pounds before his 40th birthday, which would mark his first accomplishment met ever. So far, he's doing very poorly. At first, he was 216. Then 220. 221. 220. 216. 223, he ballooned to. Ballooned. Zeppelined. Then he's down to 216. Then he fucking just exploded to 225. And he's been at 219 for two straight weeks. We're here with our 11th weigh-in. People are making their guesses. Jeff says 227. Steve says 210. Barb, 221. Goatweed, 218. Dr. X, 220. White House Brent is suggesting we sign him up for The Biggest Loser. I have a feeling that White House Brent doesn't necessarily want him to succeed. A lot of people saying 219. People are, but I'm seeing more gains than losses in the predictions.
Okay.
Frank.
I'm disrobing now.
Ed McGrath says 216. He's predicting a 3-pound loss.
Wow, thank you, Ed.
Jen, 214. What a sweetheart.
Oh, that's
you're disrobing deep. Right now.
Yes.
And Spandy Man, not understanding the units of measure for weight, typed 75 inches. I don't know what he's fucking talking about. But Steve says 220, 214. You know, people are just rattling off guesses. If you ever want to do this, we do this live every Tuesday night, 9 to 11 p.m. I know people download this. People listen. Get your friends to do the same. They have long drives. They don't want to listen to Stankonia like I do every fucking day. They want to listen to things like Best in Show and The What Show and this show sometimes.
All right.
So now, is Donna down?
Please say hello.
Hello.
Donna, right. How are you? Thank you
yes,
for being the official
you,
judge. I understand. You didn't
okay,
have
I'm that. Approaching the scale.
Frank is approaching the scale. Oh, and I don't want to... I got to mention the awful hour, by the way. Okay, anyway, Frank is approaching the scale. And we listen.
Please tell the folks how much I weigh.
218.
218! Wow, he lost 1 pound! Frank, you lost a pound!
I did.
Who nailed it? Someone. I saw someone type 218. Someone type 218. I don't know who did it. Is that Tim? I'm sorry. Goatweed said 218. Congratulations, Goatweed. We have nothing for you except applause that are very fake and disingenuous. But Goatweed got it right off the bat. 218. And Frank, how do you feel about yourself right now?
Well, white ass Brent said 1 pound. I could lose that taking a shit.
Oh, God. White ass Brent. Not very, very supportive. But Frank, this is, you know, it's a step in the right direction.
Goatweed is much more supportive than White House Brent. I have to say.
So you prefer to hear from Goatweed rather than White House Brent?
Goatweed is much more supportive.
You like Goatweed, you hate White House Brent.
I don't hate anybody. I'm just
saying. Fuck White House Brent and go Goatweed, right? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just whatever.
Okay.
I'm just saying it like it is.
All right. Well, just tell it like it is, Frank. What have you been doing? By the way, I don't know why I'm interviewing you. Like, this is some great success. You fucking lost 1 pound.
Well, but from the beginning, I've actually gained 2 pounds.
Yeah. Overall, you are still failing.
Yeah.
After 11
ways. There's nothing to be happy about here, folks.
It's sad when your victory is ultimately a loss.
Right.
It's a fucking miserable loss, Frank. This is 11 weeks. You've gained 2 pounds. Jesus. I'm sorry.
I had a dream last night that I lost a bunch of weight, and I couldn't wait to get on a scale and tell you and say it. That's how pathetic I am. I'm dreaming about this.
Wait, you're dreaming about telling me that you've lost weight?
No, I about going on the show and what would they – I in the dream I said to myself, you know, in the dream I was –
You're having grade school anxiety dreams.
Yeah.
About losing weight and showing it off.
No, on
Frank,
the show,
Frank,
you
Frank,
dumb fuck.
In your dreams, were you smiling and holding out a large waisted pair of pants and just looking at a camera with just wonder that you used to be that big?
No.
Yeah. I guess, I'm sorry, Spandy Man wants credit too. Before he typed 75 inches, he typed 218. But maybe he was just quoting... The price for his prescribed meds on the street. I don't know. Anyway, Frank.
Anyway, but
what are you gonna do? Have you been working out?
I mean, maybe once or twice a week I will be going on the treadmill. It's not a consistent thing.
No.
As you know, but the problem is the TV in the part of the basement where I had the treadmill is not working at the moment, so I really can't go on the treadmill because the TV's not working.
Is it because the TV's not working, or because you're scared of the rodents?
Well, I mean, it's very boring. I mean, working out is very boring, and going on a treadmill is very boring. I don't listen to an iPod, so it's just boring to stare at a fucking cinder block wall.
You know what I do when I run on a treadmill? I listen to talk radio. I listen to old shows of Best in Show. I listen to The All Flower. I really do listen to every show that I'm a fan of while I'm working out. I can't listen to the same music over and over. I'm not you. I can't.
No, I can't either. I only listen to music when I'm in a car.
Yeah, I can't even listen to fucking music anymore. I need fucking flowing conversations. I need to listen to talk radio. And I do. And I suggest that if you know people that do that, Frank, which I don't think you do because I don't think you're in workout circles, you suggest to them that they do the same. Well, Frank, you know, it's been an amazing week.
It puts the cap on the bottle.
Is that what you're saying? Puts the cap on the bottle?
Right.
I mean, we are kind of jipping them. It's fucking... Oh, well, there's five minutes.
Yeah, but you remember a couple weeks ago we went on until like 11:15, I think.
So you're going to hold that over their heads?
Of course! We're quitting 3 minutes ahead of time. BFD.
Frank, do you watch MMA?
No.
Do you watch late night TV?
Rarely.
Okay, well, you know, there's a few things that happened that we never get to talk about because they've already been beaten into the ground. But I want to just report them because there are people that might not know this. Conan O'Brien's going to TBS.
Yes.
Tiger Woods didn't win the Masters. Yes. Channel Park has bad diarrhea. And Frankie Edgar, New Jersey's own Frankie Edgar, has defeated BJ Penn to become the new UFC lightweight champion of the world. New Jersey's own, Frank. New Jersey's making a fucking impression on UFC. I don't know if there's ever a time for you to be watching this. It is today. It is now. You are such a fucking local guy. You love New Jersey. People are up and coming. There is a New Jersey champion in the UFC.
You know, yeah, it is.
Should do it.
Yeah.
Why don't you do it? I know
New Jersey has never been as popular as it is now with the program Jersey Shore and Jerseylicious. It's the newest. New Jersey is sweeping the nation.
And you know what? I can't listen to another sweeping the nation. It's the most stuttering phrase that you have. Sweeping the nation. Anyway, fuck this. This is the DJ New Style Show. I want to thank everybody for checking out episode 252. Continue to check it out every single week. Download everything we've ever done. YouTube.com/DJ New Style. YouTube.com/HearUsTalk. Don't forget Best in Show tomorrow. Or I'm sorry.
I gotta hear the music, my friend.
It's on. Just don't shut the fuck up. Best in Show, Thursday nights, 8 to 11. The What Show, Friday, 9:30 to 12:30. Frank, is there anything you want to say? Anything at all?
Sometimes you just don't feel it. But this is us. Yeah, no. You're talking to a fucking sign. It can pack a real punch. It's sticking. It's sticking. I'm a fucking pear. You got a friend. Hey, Ken. Is there anything that you'd like to say?
You're an asshole. It's a fucking snooze. That's just the Holy Spirit. Because that's what I goddamn do. Fuck face. Nah. I'm good. Thanks.
Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.